The Tempest on stage actually starts its run this evening through the weekend through Saturday at the Forrest Roberts Theater. Travis Moshinsky, how'd I do?
Good. Great.
And Kelly Passanalt, again, previewed already by Dr. P. Travis, I want to start with you because you're actually doing, like, the visual thing. We know Kelly works really hard, but we're going to see you here. Caliban, yeah. You are who? Who's your character?
I am Caliban. My mother was banished to the island years before Prospero and his daughter show up. I was born not looking normal.
Okay.
I'm often called a fish. Fish man.
All right.
So, that's what I am. I try to take down Prospero while his friends are there. Well, I guess not really his friends. And I make some friends of my own to try and kill him and usurp him. And
It's Shakespeare, so this is, I'm sure, an interesting character to say the least.
Yes. Yes.
How so?
Well, there's times where he's very grumbly and evil, but yet there's times where he's very poetic and you feel bad for him.
Kelly Passanalt, production stage manager. You have a tough job working with that director all the time, don't you? Tell me just a little bit about what it's been like to put this together, because as Dr. P alluded to, this is not a small undertaking here. Anytime Shakespeare for starters, and then this is a kind of a higher action show too.
Yeah, it's been a lot of work. It started way back in January when we had auditions, and we've had 35 rehearsals, which is quite a few. I mean, we're going 7 to 11 pretty much every night, not to mention everything that we do during the day as far as selling tickets, getting things ready for the show, and then adding in all of the special effects. It's been a huge show to put together, but it's been very rewarding.
Now, the cast is obviously going to be a little bit big in this one here, but this is going to take a lot of work behind the scenes that people don't see. Let's talk a little bit about those that are actually doing the work that doesn't get seen, because there's quite a few that are involved here.
Yep, we have about 15 making the magic backstage, and that's not including all of our designers. Props, lights, set, costumes, hair and makeup, special effects, everything. And then we have a big crew doing the work back there. So.
And Travis, I'm sure, can jump in on this one. And thank God for these people, because this is a very, very...
Oh, yeah.
I've never been in Shakespeare. I've certainly seen Shakespeare, and it can be very tricky. What have been some of the challenges on stage for you?
There's a lot of stuff you got to watch out for. There's lots of special effects as far as coming out of the floor. Some pyro you don't want to be too close to when it goes off. Get a haircut the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots of makeup and stuff that goes on me. I have two females that work on me and put makeup on my body, which is all right.
But. I was about to say, you know, it's not like there's anything wrong with that. But a lot of people hear Shakespeare and they automatically think very stuffy and very old world. There is some of that, but there's also very, very Shakespearean low-lying chuckles and laughs here. I mean, it's a very creative script you've had to deal with.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say if you think Shakespeare is stuffy, come to this show and you're going to be proven wrong. It is a great show as far as comedy and communication, as far as communicating the script to the audience, which I think is one of the actor's biggest roles.
Kelly, of course, joining us here, production stage manager, and it has to work together. You have to have the behind the scenes and the on stage working and clicking. Sounds like you've got it.
Yeah, I think we do. We have several things going off all at once, and it makes for quite the scene on stage.
From the behind the scenes aspect, as we wrap up our time here, what are folks going to take away when they're done and they walk out of Forrest Roberts Theater? What are you hoping they say?
I hope they're happy that they came. I think the show is very accessible to audiences of all ages, all backgrounds, education, whatever it is. And I hope they get the sense of something magical just happened.
Anything to add for the on stage?
Definitely. I think she said did a very good job saying it. But and that, you know, maybe they're interested in more Shakespeare.
That may very well be the case. The Tempest. Travis, Kelly, appreciate your time very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, the run starts this evening. Dr. P, I want you to jump in here real quick. We're not going to break. I just want you to jump in real quick here because Every now and again, I'll talk ticket information, and you'll go, no, we're sold out for that. How are we doing on tickets right now?
And talk to Kelly. She's the box office manager also. Hey, she's doing triple duty.
Kelly, how are we doing on tickets?
We are currently sold out for Wednesday night, and tickets are going pretty fast for the other shows.
Oh, and the freebies are gone, too?
Hey, call
227-2082
between noon and 5 to make your reservations.
And if you haven't been there this year, final show, which has got to be like, wait a minute, where'd the year go?
Yeah.
And that always happens in here, too. Like, oh, okay, let's preview the season. Season's over. What?
Yeah.
So it's been another fast one here.
Tempest does Fugit.
Starts this evening at the Forrest Roberts Theater.